1059 The Region News.
I'm Glenn Perkins from the 1059 Newsroom. These are the top stories in York Region. Much-needed long-term care home in King Township, preparing for flu season and asylum seekers crisis in York Region. Now for our top story. A much-needed long-term care home is being built in King Township. Mayor Stephen Pellegrini tells 1059 The Region News the community is currently underserved.
King Township currently has one of the lowest ratios of beds per senior in Ontario. We only have 36 long-term care beds in King Township.
The 160-bed long-term care home at St. Rita at Mary Lake is expected to be completed by late 2025. Pellegrini adds that the construction will create more than 150 new full-time jobs. Cold and flu season is just around the corner. York Region Public Health is encouraging us to get our flu and COVID-19 vaccine shots at the same time. Vaughan pharmacist Akilna Jaffe tells 1059 The Region News, getting vaccinated is the best way we can protect ourselves.
By us getting it, whether we're healthy or we have other underlying illnesses, it's going to protect all of us, those that are healthy and those that are most vulnerable from getting the flu or COVID and from putting any strain on our healthcare system itself.
York Region Public Health is taking appointments online for COVID-19 vaccine and flu shots. Both will be available at the end of the month. You can get more information online at york.ca/COVID-19 vaccines and at york.ca/flu. The Food Bank of York Region is drawing attention to the growing crisis of refugees and asylum seekers in our area. 45 African asylum seekers are currently being cared for at an emergency shelter at the Miracle Arena Canada Church in Vaughan. The Food Bank of York Region is partnering with the church to provide food, assistance and personal products. They're asking if you're able to help by making a donation. More information is available online at fbyr.ca. The images seen on TV and social media from Israel and Gaza are shocking for us here at home. The York Region District School Board has arranged for counselors to assist both Jewish and Muslim students process the disturbing scenes. Lois Agard says help is available to everyone within the school board community.
Our focus is on supporting the emotional needs of our students, staff, and families. We're working with our staff affinity groups. So we're working with NESJEL, which is the Network of Educators for Jewish Learners, and we're working with AIMS, which is the Alliance of Educators for Muslim Students. And together, we have identified identity-specific supports for families, and that's also available to staff as well.
Meanwhile, the concerns raised by members of the community due to the war in Israel will see the York Region Police Command Post at Promenade Mall remain open to residents until Monday. Officers are available between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. With just over a week to go to Halloween, ghosts and goblins will be out shopping for their scariest costumes. Danny Boone, a showcase trends expert, tells 1059 The Region News a popular costume this year is one that can be used after Halloween.
If you've ever heard of the Cozy Cuddler, it's normally a sleeping bag that comes as like your favorite cuddly toy. It's nice and plush. But what they've done this year is they've actually created a onesie. So we've got dinosaur, unicorn, giraffe, tiger. They're brilliant. They're comfy. They're reusable. And the greatest thing is they're going to see you all through the year. So you can use it as a Halloween, but then you can also use it through the winter as your go-to snuggle fest on the couch.
Children can get dressed up for some fun Halloween activities next Saturday at the Elman W. Campbell Museum in Newmarket. Details are available online at newmarket.perfectmind.com or newmarket.ca/museum. I'm Glenn Perkins for 1059 The Region News.
Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region or listen live anytime at 1059theregion.com.